Holy Monday, Monday in Holy Week. Everything is already set. The snowball is rolling. And we see the first reading from the prophet Saint Isaiah, that the prophecies are being fulfilled, not only in Isaiah, but in Jesus, about whom they were made. I have not turned my face against them. They have spit upon me. They pull my beard. They hit me. They calumny me. All these things about which Isaiah speaks, and of which he was also the victim, not only his words, but his very person, were a prophecy of Christ. All these things are being fulfilled in Christ. Now on this day in history, after the great celebration of Palm Sunday, our Lord goes into hiding. First of all, he goes to the village not far from Jerusalem of Bethany, to the house of his friend Saint Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And there, Saint Lazarus gives him a great banquet, in part in thanksgiving for restoring him to life. Even though that life would eventually end, he would eventually, with his sisters and others, go be condemned in a ship with no sails and no oars, and they would end up in the era of Marseille in France, where he would become the first bishop of Marseille, and later to be martyred. So the first death served as a preamble for the second, more glorious death. In the meantime, he gives him this banquet. And as always, St. Martha is busy getting everything ready and making sure everything is in perfect order and all the dishes are cooked properly. Not that she did them by them herself. They had servants, many servants. They were very rich. And then the other one, St. Mary of Bethany, not St. Mary Magdalene. That's not this Mary. St. Gregory was wrong. He made a big mistake. They're similar, but not. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary caught in sin were sinners. Mary of Bethany, from her he exorcised seven, that is, many demons. And that is not a sin. The sin is in the demons, not in the person who is possessed. We must always remember this. And so she is very grateful that she is free at last. So she does many things. All she hangs on every word that falls from the lips of Christ, as so should we. And she takes a pound of costly spikenard worth about a year's salary, and she breaks the alabaster jar, in itself worth many, many months of salary, and she pours it on the feet of Christ. Now the feet are the lowest of our being. We walk on them. We walk on dirt and God knows what else. So they are the lowest, the dirtiest part of our being. Even Christ in his human nature. But this is an example of the fact of humility. So she humbles herself as we should. And then, even more humbling, with her hair, very voluminous hair, she dries his feet. A great gift of thanksgiving to Christ. In the meantime, we have the beginning, which began in John chapter 6, at the announcement of the Eucharist, the beginning of the betrayal of the traitor Judas Iscariot. And he's very concerned, and we see this nowadays too, for the poor. Why was this not sold and given to the poor? First of all, our Lord is more than the poor. Whatever service we pray to our Lord is more than to the poor. The poor have their place. In fact, he says, the poor you have always with you. Me, you do not always have with you. And so, basically, shuts him up. And should have been St. Judas. Judas immediately is angry at our Lord and then determines in his evil heart, his wicked, bad, and dirty heart, that he is going to go through with it. He had been tempted by Satan to betray Christ. And now he determines at this point, when our Lord humiliates him, puts him in his place, that he is going to go through with it. In the meantime, everyone glorifies God because of everything that is going on. And so begins Holy Week. Our Lord begins with a banquet in his honor, and the weekends, of course, with the supreme banquet, which is that of the sacrifice of the cross. In this one, he is fed by his children. In that one, he will feed his children. So today, let us give thanks to God and rejoice in these mysteries. And of course, I recommend that you read and reread these readings and these propers, because they have much more to tell us and to tell you, which I have no time and no voice to tell you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.